Sure, put yourself out there just as long as you know how to pick yourself up or you know when to draw the line with your emotions.
Yeah,
just when really protect your heart. Do you crave attention and affection? Or baka bored ka lang?
Well, we'll be discussing the pros and cons of corn flings during these stressful times.
It's just Ella and Jo, and we are having a mini-series that's all about the dating game.
Or flings.
Or hookups.
How about, no labels? Who knows?
Well, it's Corn Flings. Alright, so welcome back to another episode of Barely Adult. And this time, it's just gonna be me and Jo.
Yeah.
As we talk about love or...
hookups.
I don't know.
Quarantine,
anything in
flings?
That umbrella. Yeah. And it's kind of funny, Jo, that it's... this topic is given to us because I think we are both super underqualified.
To be honest, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So, let's...
well, I mean, feeling ko kayo binigay ni Sean at saka ni Anna sa atin to kasi tayo yung pinakamalandi.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Cut. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Already. But yun, how... okay, so... how are you, Ella?
I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. It's been tough, you know? It's almost... 5 months, I think, of quarantine. Yeah. So how about you, Jo?
Same.
Oh.
Miss ko na.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's go straight into the first indecision question.
Yeah, let's go.
So what is quarantine fling for you and how did it start?
Oh my God. Okay. Ako talaga?
Oo, ikaw
okay,
sis.
Sige. Naiiyak mo gla.
Oh no, naiiyak si Jo.
Sorry guys. Anyway, so quarantine for me is, of course, coming from the term quarantine and flings that was like mixed up together lang. Basically, flings during quarantine. If you have summer flings, you have quarantine flings. So yun.
So for you, quarantine flings is like summer flings, but then... during a time of quarantine.
Diba?
I like
and
that.
Then, and then the concept kasi ng summer fling or like yung summer fling is that parang sa mga movies, you're just gonna meet them on summer, you're gonna have fun.
Oh, it's a one-time thing.
Yeah, and then that will be your little dirty secret.
Oh my gosh! Alam mo yung biglang pumasok sa isip ko, yung song, yung summer fling, don't mean a thing.
Ayun. But actually yun. Actually for me, quarantine flings
not mean anything.
Yeah,
okay, so let's later discuss what that is. Now, for me, I feel like I have the same concept of what quarantine fling is with what you discussed earlier. Mm-hmm. I really think there's not much to it than what's already, you know, given to us.
Yeah.
Like, this whole situation is forced upon us, so we don't really have a choice. And, you know, that people are very... physical creatures.
Amen.
And emotional creatures as well. So
yeah.
The lack of those two together, because we don't have physical touch anymore because of social distancing and lockdown and everything. We crave for that. That's why quarantine flings is such a big thing right now.
Oh, yeah, I agree, to be honest. Because
right?
Of course, in the quarantine, then because it messed up with our emotions.
Yes.
And of course, sino ba kasing mala... diba kasi sinasabi ng mga friends natin na parang, nandito naman kami, kakausapin ka. Like, gets ko yun. Bakit maharot nyo ba ako? Malalandi ko ba kayo?
I think that's the... yan yung sense na nawala eh. Yung parang kilig factor.
Yeah, ayun. Yung kilig factor. Of course, sometimes, you know, you wanna feel that kilig din.
Alam mo, it's like the world is ending kasi. So... parang ito na lang, ito na nga, the world is ending na. Pwede bang kiligin muna ako?
Totoo,
parang gano'n na lang. So, yun. Ito na nga, Jo. Have you experienced having a quarantine fling?
Of course. Ang dami na.
Ay! Oh my gosh.
Actually,
okay.
Ngayon, kahit, right, ngayon, meron pa rin ako ngayon.
Ay! Well, I mean, I don't really blame you because...
dapat lang. Hello. Cut ko to. Char.
Yeah. Tsaka ang dami rin kasing, ano, we have so much time.
I know. And then, ano ba? Kailan mo nag-start to? Well, technically, I don't know if part ka pa rin ng unsubtle shota searching.
I am, but I'm not really active, or I don't look at it anymore. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's this whole thing kasi it's been draining me, so uh-huh. I don't do yung mga groups like that or mm-hmm. other apps anymore.
Ayun. Actually, when quarantine started, parang ang dami kong groups na sinasalihan lang kasi I'm bored.
Okay.
And then, diba, I just meet other people. It's like Tinder and Bumble. Mm-hmm. But then, sa Tinder kasi and Bumble, you need to swipe right pa. Eh, pag nag-match kayo, dun pa lang kayo makakapag-interact.
Yeah.
And like, other than like, dun sa USS, dun sa Facebook group, is that you can just comment on their photos. So, you can like, uy, ghoster kaya yan. Yung mga ganun. So, which is funny sometimes.
That's fun.
But yun, it started, parang, until ngayon, well, technically, yung, how do I explain this ba? Nung nag-start ako magkaroon ng mga foreign things, oh my gosh, hindi marinig ng parents ko to.
Hi, tita, tito.
Anyway, when it started, I was really looking for something serious at that time.
Okay.
Super, super funny ko talaga at that time. I was like, oh my gosh. I hope to see you after quarantine.
Oh my gosh, alam diba? Ko yan.
Yung mga ganyan din yan. I was like, I was one of them.
No, I mean, I didn't really experience that. Mm-hmm. I just know of it because of the posts I see and I keep laughing. Kasi I was like, sure, this is gonna end soon, sure.
Yeah. Ayun nga, so I was like one of those people na pag may kausap ako online, like, I hope to see you soon. And funny pa nun, I was in Boracay pa at that time.
Oh yeah, I remember you spent like 2 months there?
Almost 3 months, to be honest. So,
it's
diba?
A long time.
So funny. And then I still remember may isang person na kinakausap and then sinabihan niya ako na, Jeyo, samahan mo ko sa revolution.
Hi!
Okay.
In fairness, in our context, that's kind of sweet though.
I know, but I'm like, okay. But then, yung nagsabi nun, nawala na siya, nag-give up na rin siya.
You know, that's one of the things that's common sa foreign flicks. Mm-hmm. It's very short term.
Yeah, it's very short term.
But I feel like because nga, hindi natin kailangan makipagkita sa mga tao or anything else, wala na yung sense of accountability. That's why
yeah.
we can just get away with stuff.
I know, I agree.
Diba?
And ghosting, hello.
Yes. No, I mean no. Guys, please, and girls. Stop ghosting people.
Of course.
It's diba? 2020. How hard is it to send like even just one sentence saying why?
Stop na.
Yeah, yun kahit
like,
yun na nga lang ay stop na.
Stop na.
Or like awat na.
Yeah.
Yoka na. Parang ganyan.
Respect naman the emotions of the other
exactly.
people, diba? Especially what is happening right now.
I know.
But you don't want to leave them hanging. Na parang, oh my gosh, anong ginawa ko?
Diba?
So yun. Parang, and then right now naman na, I'm just really chill. I'm just like going with the flow.
Mm-mm.
Wala ko in-expect.
That's good. That's diba? Actually really good. I feel mm-hmm. like now is the best time to just go with the flow
mm-hmm.
and build connections. Because you never know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know if when the vaccine is gonna happen, if we're still alive by like
next year,
diba?
May mga iba na nga pupunta na nga ng Mars.
I
so
know.
Know!
Isa na ako doon! Ayaw ka na dito! Diba?
Totoo.
Inako. So, it's really the best time to just go with the flow and see where it takes you.
Yeah,
and if it works out, then mm-hmm. good for you. And if you're confused or whatever, then just I don't know, ask whatever it is or just write it on
a paper?
I mean, write. As in,
write it on a paper. Yeah, to be honest, yeah. Write na lang. Kasi mag-assume ka, diba?
True. Yun talaga.
Kaya, dude. Like, hello.
I feel like, yun nga. Yun din yung one thing na dapat iwasan ngayong quarantine. Yung pag-assume.
Like, yeah. Pero like, if kaya mo naman di mag-assume, or if you wanna pursue,
parang
if you want just, if parang gusto mo lang maramdaman yung kilig ulit,
uh-oh.
I think you should know na, dapat ilagay mo na sa mindset mo na short term lang to.
Totoo, it's really just, you really have to make sure that you're both on the same page. That's the important part.
Totoo yan, kasi malay mo. first page ka nga, tapos ending page na siya.
Oh my gosh, ang sakit. Ang ganda nun, pero ang sakit. But yeah, it's really, really important that you're both in the same page, mm-hmm. on the same page, because it saves you from hurt in the long run.
Totoo.
Alam mo yun.
Especially na parang, I'm not invalidating naman the people na parang umiiyak. Mm-mm. Kasi well, technically, masakit talaga. Lalo na, syempre may emotions na involved dun eh, diba?
For sure naman.
Like, other people kasi they invalidate feelings like that na parang na-meet mo lang naman sa internet eh. So, mm-mm. why are you crying? I mean, for me, ang daming na ano dun, na-invest ng mga emotions,
yeah,
and time.
Yun talaga.
Lalo na mga iba, nag-FaceTime habang natutulog.
Parang may hugot ata yan.
Sorry,
parang based on experience. Ayan kasi, huwag mag-FaceTime
Kaya ako nga, collect and select na ako after it.
But yeah, I mean like, it sure, put yourself out there just as long as you know how to pick yourself up,
yeah.
or you know when to draw the line with your emotions.
Yeah, ayun.
Just
when
really
to
protect your heart.
Kasi, oh my gosh. For me, I don't believe right now na parang you love that person by just meeting them online.
So, ito na nga.
Diba?
Can connections be made or maintained during quarantine?
I mean, yeah.
You think so?
I mean, totoo ako for me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. For sure, feeling ko after, if hopefully, matapos ng quarantine na to, I think, ang dami ko ng friends. The good thing about the quarantine fling na ginagawa ko is that yung pagiging extroverted ko, mm-hmm. nag-level up siya, like, to the highest
Girl,
level.
Girl, sobrang extrovert mo na nga. Tapos nag-level up pa siya.
So, like, parang, dati kasi I'm too scared to talk to strangers online. Mm-hmm. But then, when quarantine happened, of course, I don't have a choice to like to meet other people.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah. How to put yourself out there? Only fans.
No, but I know that you've been talking to not just Filipinos.
International
ang beauty mo, sis.
Yeah. Call me Mr. International.
Yes.
Pitbull canceled.
Ay, nako.
But yeah, yun nga. Like, for me, I really believe that like healthy connections can be maintained during quarantine. Mm. You just need to be matured and professional how you handle it. And
well,
then,
yeah.
just be casual, to Mm-mm. be honest. Yun lang.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you. Like, I feel like connections and basically interactions and building whatever connection you have, mm-hmm. it can be maintained and it can be built during quarantine as long as you both want it.
Yeah. Especially if relationship-wise,
yeah.
ha? Kasi ang dami ko na rin kilala na parang nag-meet na sila. After like, siguro after 3 months of like under ECQ. And Mm-mm. then yung naging medyo light na yung community quarantine. They
nag-meet
met
sila.
Up.
And
which
then?
Sweet.
Aw,
and then
naman.
Staying strong sila, of course. But hopefully, no? Pag naging okay na, maging sila. Good
Aww,
luck,
ang
friend.
Cute naman nun. So, yeah. I feel like, because nga, hindi tayo makapag meet up with people or like nawala yung dating physically or parties or all these other factors. This is the perfect time to, if you want to build a connection that's really sincere, this is the perfect time to do it. Kasi number one, wala na yung other factors.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, it's very raw. Kasi, ano ba namang mapapala mo if nag-uusap kayo, diba? Like, if it's for sex. Probably, syempre, it's not gonna happen soon. Kasi,
but you don't know.
Well, I mean, guys, sana naman nag-aano tayo sa guidelines ng quarantine, ano?
Wag naman yung ano lang, puro libog lang inuuna. Let's
oh,
go,
man.
We're dry, but then let's help one another, okay?
Diba? Like, the virus is still
Totoo.
Out there.
If I'm dry, you should be dry too.
But yeah, so I feel like it's the best time to get to know people, if you're into that, of course.
Yeah.
But if you're just like into it for the lande or whatever, there's nothing wrong with that rin naman, as long as you don't hurt people. Just make sure you make it clear.
Yeah, as long as you don't hurt people and you don't hurt yourself.
Ayun, yun din. Ay, lagi kong nakakalimutan sarili ko.
Oh.
magbutoy ka kat Jeyo. Gusto kong marinig to kapag pinakinggan natin totoo. Yung podcast.
Para like, awesome pa sa sarili.
Oo nga eh.
Ayun.
But yeah, so, do you think, syempre, ang daming changes na sa mundo, ang daming changes here sa Philippines and everywhere else. It's been so crazy. So, sa dating scene, since this is about love, do you think quarantine has affected the dating scene?
To be honest, yeah.
How so?
Like,
I mean, I do agree with you, but I just want to know your opinions.
Yeah, dating scene. To be honest, like for example, let's take example for yung sa USS.
Mm-mm.
So you just chat people. Actually, it's like Tinder and Bumble. Mas tanging ano ngayon Tinder tsaka Bumble.
Grabe, nag-evolve na, no?
Nag-evolve talaga. I mean, so parang dati kasi, diba, nahihiya ka pang i-approach. But then, you don't have a choice. Mm-mm. Baka maabgawan ka.
Oh, I love it. I love how this whole situation just pushed us to just go out of our comfort zone. And just, you know what? Bahala na to.
Ito, just like live for the moment.
Yeah.
Kung masaktan ka, di nasaktan.
At least mahal. Ay! Mahal agad. No joke lang. Grabe naman yung mahal. Totoo. Pero I mean, at least you put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Yun nga. So parang I think, yun, for me, it changed. It really changed the dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, it's so cute kasi some other people try to innovate things. Like, of course, yung dinner dates, naging Zoom dates.
Ay, nakita ko nga yun.
Diba? And well, of course, we have Netflix parties.
Yeah.
So of course,
a lot of apps have been really adapting to this whole situation, as they should naman.
Totoo, diba? Of course.
So yeah, I do agree with you na I feel like this whole situation really did change the whole dating scene, the dating game.
Yeah.
Kasi I mean, when you say dating, you mean going out together, right?
Totoo. Like that's physically.
Basically what dating is in our terms, in layman's term. So how do you say you guys are dating when you're literally not going out with each other? So I feel like yun pa lang, it's so different na. It's so different to especially if you're trying to start building a connection. That's why kanina I was so careful in saying, if you noticed, I was saying connections instead of dates or relationships. Kasi right now, when you say dating, makakapag-movies ba kayo? Hindi, di ba? Magna-Netflix party na lang kayo.
Party.
So, is that dating? Are you guys dating?
Mm-hmm. Or like, for hangout lang
diba?
Yun.
Diba? Yeah. It's so confusing.
Totoo naman. And then, I don't know kasi like, you can, parang kasi diba, iba pa rin talaga yung feeling na magkasama kayo.
Mm-mm.
Iba pa rin yung factor na
warm,
sure. Yung comfort na
ayun,
parang.
Ayun, warm.
Kapag if you're like watching horror movies, like, oh,
I know, yun talaga eh.
Diba?
I personally don't like horror movies kasi matatakot din talaga ako.
But then, of course, you wanna watch horror movies with someone
I mean,
you love, diba?
But yeah, I feel like this whole thing really did shift our perception and we have to start adapting to it. I feel like yung mga may relationship na, yung mga magjowa, it's, they already know kasi sila. They're together. So, for them, the struggle is actually sustaining the relationship and connection. Which is possible naman, right?
Yeah. Which is possible for other people, but then other people, nagbe-break na lang sila.
Yeah, nangyayari rin yun.
Totoo, diba? Which is really, really
there really is sad. No ano kasi. There really is no actual formula for this whole thing.
Mm.
So, in that note, kasi diba, dating and hookup culture, there's a thin line. The line is very blurry, actually.
Totoo. It's really, huh?
Diba? Minsan, hindi mo alam kung ano ba to. So, how does this differ from the hookup culture?
Like, the quarantine.
Yeah.
Of course, hookup is like, you know, may physical na included siya.
Ah,
for
me,
ha?
Censored
diba?
Tayo ngayon.
Censored?
Oh.
Do you sex? Of course, hookup involves sex. It's really different from like quarantine. Quarantine kasi hanggang ano nang yun eh. Hanggang like sending nudes. Sending like ganon. Ay, hindi nila nakikita yung mukha ko. But like, yung mga pakit na pictures. Ang gandong ka lang, honey.
True. That's very true.
Tapos, you're just gonna satisfy yourself. But then, hookup kasi, you're gonna satisfy one another.
Well, that's
true. It's really different for me talaga. It's really different. But like, I think for the similarities, I guess, is that it's parang no strings attached dapat.
Ay, oo. Mm, totoo diba? Yan.
No strings attached dapat. Pag na-attach ka, ikaw ang talo sa dulo. Gusto mo ba talo sa dulo? Hindi.
Ang
diba?
Galing nun. I feel like, I do really, nawala yung train of thought. Kasi ang galing nung ano mo, ang galing nung explanation mo. Parang ang hirap dugtungan, ano. I really do agree with you rin naman. Na, syempre pride comes a part of this. Okay. I didn't want to say it. That's why nagkaroon ako ng medyo pause or stalling moment. Kasi pride, syempre as people, medyo ma-pride din tayo. So we don't want to accept na ma-pride tayo. And I think that's also one of the downfalls of dating culture and hookup culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's why yung ayaw mo talagang ikaw yung natatalo.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with quarant flings and hookup culture, like what you said, it's the same in the sense na walang strings attached.
Yeah.
But it differs in the sense na walang physical contact. Ay, ang ganda, no?
Walang physical contact.
Ganda nung pag-define. Tatum. Charot.
Ito, tapos na. Sure.
Ito na po. Thank you for listening. Okay. Yun na yun.
But yun, I mean, ako talaga, from the very start pa lang, even like the start of quarantine things, I really hate hookup culture. I don't know. It really... dinudumihan niyo yung concept ng dating and then love. Oh my God, like,
you know, for me naman, I don't mind going around, having fun, and just, you know, doing stuff. But then, like, okay lang sana if you don't, again, if you don't hurt other people, if you want sex, eh, biglang humina boses ka. If you want sex, then fine. Basta make it clear na hanggang dun lang.
Hanggang dun lang. Hindi yung after nyo mag-sex, tapos te-text mo, how are you? Nakakain ka na ba?
Tapos in the end, biglang i-ghost mo or wala lang. Like, ayaw mo na, you're gonna hurt that person. I mean, all of this could have been avoided if from the start, you just said na that's all you wanted.
Oo nga, wala nang harot-harot. Ito diba? Kasi mga Pinoy talaga. Iba talaga kasi sa Amerika.
Ay, syempre, may credible source to. Kasi may mga ibang kakilala. Diba? Sige, go.
Kasi, I don't know. Kasi parang dito kasi sa mga Filipinos kasi, if hook up, nalagyan pa nila ng mga candies, ng mga sweets. I'm like, ano ba? What do you want ba?
Exactly. I mean, diba? If you want something more than fine, let's build a connection, ganyan. Mm-mm. I mean, I'm talking from a different person's perspective, ba? Hindi like yung ako. Baka naman iniisip yun, naghuhugot ako.
Si Ella, may pinaghuhugot.
Hindi, but yeah, I mean, from another person's perspective, or like the collective perspective, I guess, of people. If you want sex, then just... it's fine as long as you say it. Huwag ka nang paligoy-ligoy pa, huwag kang magpaasa, don't put other stuff into it, like sweet stuff or kung ano pa man, and then in the end you're just gonna give up pala.
Totoo.
Diba?
Tsaka yung mga mixed signals.
Yeah,
diba?
Exactly. But then, you know, I also thought about it kasi sometimes people don't know what they want din, diba?
Ay, totoo yan.
So, it's just a mix of I think if you don't know what you want as well, then it's fine as long as you just, I guess, wag mo masyadong sobrahan.
Ella, may pinag-uugutan ka ba?
Oh my gosh, grabe to.
Kung nakikinig ka, wag mo kasing sinasobrahan.
Jaya, pakikat ha. Ika-cut mo to. Dapat nakakat to.
Walang cut-cut dito. Pag nakakat ko, ipakat ko rin bosses ko.
Fine. Okay. So, I mean, I'm just saying na it's fine talaga. People, I feel like people are down for building connections.
I agree.
So, just ako, like, I feel like, well, kasi nasa self-healing train ako ngayong whole quarantine.
Not me.
I know, girl. I know that so much.
Okay, I think we're down to our last indecision question.
Do you want to be the one to ask
of
this
course.
Now? Okay, go.
So, for you, why are people putting more focus on quarantine flings?
Well, for one, Reading ready, Miss Universe. Akin ang corona dito. No, but honestly, this whole situation was forced upon us.
Yeah.
So we don't have a choice. And, syempre naman, we crave affection, physical touch, and all of these things that make us human.
Mm-mm.
That's why I think quarantine is such a big deal now. Because we need that. That's a part of our ano ba? Life? Ganun? Like ganun ba yun?
Lifestyle?
I don't know what it is, but you guys know naman. I mean, kahit hindi ka romantic. Ako ah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm not the romantic type. But,
diba?
But, I mean, syempre hinahanap ko pa rin yung talking to someone. So it's nice to actually be able to talk to someone every day kasi the world's really shitty right now. Mm-hmm. So talking to someone every day makes you look forward to something. It makes you feel like things may be, things can actually get better. Parang ganun.
Mm.
Aww. Mm. Grabe! First time ko atang sabihin yan.
Totoo.
Effects of quarantine. And ano, self-healing.
Totoo. Well, for me naman, I think, yeah, I agree na, yun nga, we are created as, like, emotional humans that needs interaction. Of course, no man is an island.
Totoo.
So, since wala, since hindi natin na-fulfill yun, I think, of course, as humans, we tend to create ways. Well, BDO. We tend to create ways.
Cut mo yun, girl. Hindi pa sponsored. Baka ipa-take down pa to sa atin.
Anyway, we tend to make ways para ma-fulfill yung void na hinahanap natin.
Ay, ang ganda. Oo.
Piling ko naiyak na kami. Char.
Grabe, kanina pa. Guys, hindi nyo alam. Pero ang daming cuts nito kasi umiiyak kami ni Jeyo.
But yun nga, parang I guess you cannot really blame other people on why are they looking for other people. Parang for communication. Like, sa mga friends, ganun. Of course, may mga bagay na hindi mo talaga mapufulfill sa kanila. At saka, ano yung kilig? Ano, papakiligin mo ba sila? Hindi kaya, diba?
Parang ang awkward nun.
My friend, I love you. Like, aww.
Iba yung, ano eh, iba yung effect ng I love you sa friends.
Saka,
sa significant other or like sa jowa, ganun, diba? Or sa parents.
So, yun. And then, ayun nga, parang, wala, eh, wala ka talaga magagawa. Taka, sa bahay ka lang naman. Yung mga iba na parang walang work from home or like wala pa silang klase kagaya ko. So, anong gagawin ko?
Totoo.
Diba? Mag-yoga na lang pala. But of course,
grabe, there are 24 hours sa isang araw, see? So like most of that, I mean, yung you take a chunk of that and you put it into sleeping. Tapos most yung natira, anong gagawin mo?
Diba? So, we try to find, ako, tsaka, for me, parang, I'm not, ano ba? Actually, yeah.
Grabe, ang dami nangyari sa thought process na yun. Nag-glitch po si Jail.
I'm not really focusing on quarantines, but like, I'm really focusing on meeting other people lang, or like, talking to them.
Building your connections.
That's like, building my connections, yung my group of friends, and it's fun kasi, I learn other things from other people. Mm-hmm. I learn, especially kapag may nakikilala kong international. Parang ang dami ko nalalaman ko yung current situation nila doon.
So that's really important to actually educate yourself then, of course, with what's happening in the world.
So,
and yeah, to add to that, ako naman on my end, like I did say this earlier, na I'm really on a self-healing train right now kasi I live alone tapos I'm actually just really resting, something I don't really do. And I feel like may nakita kasi akong quote, it says na ano, you repeat what you don't heal. Ang sakit, diba?
Totoo yun.
So I feel like, diba, so I feel like the best course for me, or like people rin who are not really are just confused or want to be on that self-healing train, I feel like this is the best time then. Of course, it's difficult kasi syempre nga ang daming time ng mga tao, so people slide into your DMs. I just really don't mind na lang.
Yeah.
The strength is real. But you also have to remind yourself na most of these people kasi it's because ano lang sila, tigil lang sila or
wala, bored.
Yeah, or bored. And I don't wanna put myself through that kasi I know ako ayoko nang ganun right okay. Now. So I think it's really up to what you want lang talaga.
Ayun, like ako din, like yung nilalagay ko sa sarili ko palagi na pag may kinakausap ako, it's either bored lang ako.
Mm-mm.
Or bored lang siya. And of yeah. course, parang it's hard to say kasi na parang it's hard to say that you love that person mm-hmm. by just meeting them online. Kasi parang like what Ella told me dati na parang do you really love that person? Or you just quote-unquote love that kasi nabibigyan niya yung gusto mo which is yung kausap, yung affection, mm-hmm. yung attention na binibigay niya sa'yo. Kaya sinabi mo mahal mo siya.
Diba? Grabe ang deep natin, no?
But then, I think, parang, may follow-up question na ako. Is there a hope for people who are trying to look for a relationship during quarantine?
Well, funny. I feel like, syempre, meron naman talaga. Mm-hmm. If you're both willing to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, for me kasi, it's too early to say right now because the world is in deep shit.
Totoo. And you're uncertain pa kasi.
Diba? Just really uncertain with everything. So, I feel like if you just keep building the connection, keep yeah. getting to know each other, mm-hmm. or like, alam mo, if may nahanap ka na nakausap mo or whatever and you guys wanna like just build that connection, then go for it. I mean, true. What's there to lose ba, diba?
Mm-mm. Totoo.
Just see where it takes you. I guess so.
Ayun din. I agree with what Ella said. And just to make it short, don't rush into things. Kasi nga, uncertain ka pa sa mangyayari. Diba? Like, hello, no, inuunahan mo yung future, nandun ka pa nga sa present.
My future ba?
Ayun nga. So, my future ba? Like, other than that, may mga friends ako na sinasabi, uy, Jay, shoot naman tayo. Sinasabi ko lang sa kanya, sure, pagbuhay pa tayo.
Hindi ba? Kasi it's just, things are so uncertain right mm-hmm. now. So, I mean, just go and do what you want.
Diba?
And just not hurt people. And mm-hmm. make sure that other person also is on the same page as you.
Totoo.
That's just really it. Parang diba? Ganun.
Bumili ka nga ng 2020 planner, nagplano ka, tingnan mo nangyari.
Diba? Totoo yan. Life really has a way of just okay. changing
things.
What you like, have
hindi mo talaga hawak ang life mo, to
totoo,
be honest.
Totoo.
Kahit, actually, totoo nga. Nanayos ko na parang hindi mo talaga hawak yung life mo.
Diba? Lalo na ngayong quarantine. It's totoo. Just, so guys, I hope na may mga na-pick up kayong wisdom. Ay,
yeah,
antaray. Sa ano, sa podcast namin mm-hmm. ni Jayo ngayon. And if you actually have any comments or may gusto kayong i-share or just wanna add to whatever we were saying, then feel free to comment
yeah.
sa aming Instagram account. It's at barelyadultsph kasi we would really love to have a conversation with you guys. Kasi like what I said from the very start, very unqualified kami ni Jayo.
Totoo. So, we wanna know kung like, tama ba yung nagsasabi
yeah,
namin?
Yeah, diba? I mean, it is called Barely Adult because we're barely, you know,
there.
Going through life. We're yeah. just really figuring it out. So, we also wanna know what you guys think mm-hmm. and we wanna have a conversation with you guys kasi this is from what we think, our perspective. Of course, iba-iba naman yung mga
opinions ng iba
yeah,
tao.
Exactly. Ito. And we learn from each other.
Which is nice, no? And then, like, yeah, like to be ganun lang guys, like, and then yung tapos na yun namin episode namin. But like, tell us what you think about this episode and like, should we do another episode about love, about...
Diba? Or, like, kung gusto nyo maging series na to.
Like, tell us. Kasi ang dami naming ambag. Kasi nga, sabi ko nga kanina, kami yung pinaka malandi sa group, sa apat.
Pero kami yung single.
Kami yung single. To be honest.
Sakit-sakit.
Ganun talaga, no? Like, yung mga single, ang dami nilang advice.
Totoo.
Because you know what? Because we observe things.
Akala ko sasabihin mo, because coaches don't play. Alam mo yung
dapat
ready na kitang batukan eh.
But it's so funny kasi like, alam mo yun, ako yung single, tapos a lot of my friends come to me for advices and I'm like, ah, wala akong jowa.
Well, ganun talaga.
Totoo.
We try to spread the wisdom na lang.
Yun na lang. Yun na lang ang bag natin sa ano, diba?
Oo.
So,
that's about it for our special episode. And tell us what you think about this episode. Should we do another episode about love or something?
If you want to say hi, send us topics, reaction, criticisms, we would love that. So just catch us for more content and make sure to follow us on all our social media platforms at Barely Adults PH.
And of course, self-plug na rin ito. Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on our personal social media accounts. It's at Ella Karina Gomez. For me, that's Ella with one L. That's on Instagram and on Twitter.
And you can also follow me on Instagram. I don't use Twitter right now. That's at JeoJinkX. That's JeoJinkX. So yeah. That's it, guys. So thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
And if umabot ka nga sa ending nito, thank you so
much.
No?
To you. You get a free friendship from us. So message us.
Like, sana umiiyak ka ngayon.
Oo nga. Message mo kami kung umabot ka dito.
Kung umiiyak ka.
Oo. Ganun na lang. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed and see you next episode. Bye!
Bye!